If you made a good revenue from a field, you might call it your cash crop. Here, the cash crop doesn't grow in the soil, but rather in the water. The history behind that crop is today's edition of The American Countryside.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
What you put into the soil, you get out of the soil. So do you want to put products into your soil that have byproducts that are harmful to plants? I didn't think so. It's time for a new game plan. AgriLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. We locate the highest quality raw materials and put them together in a clean formulation that is safe and efficient for your plants. We also eliminate harmful byproducts that can cause crop injury, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
Arthur Mata helps tell the story of one of New Bedford, Massachusetts' prominent museums.
This area right here where the Whaling Museum sits was just really a fishing village. The rolling hills that kind of go down to the harbor was all farming.
The first inhabitants of European descent were Quakers, and their work influenced the industry that would develop here.
The Quakers were very independent, and they started practicing land-based whaling. They saw the natives harvesting whales that had washed ashore. And so they started processing the whale blubber for oil, rendering it in large kettles on the seashore.
Rendering whale blubber is long gone. Maritime industries, though, are still very important here, just as they were in the 19th century.
During the height of the whaling era, I'd say about 1857, when there were 10,000 men working in port, 329 ships, we were the richest city per capita in the United States. And even today, we are the number one commercial fishing port in the United States in value of the landed catch.
And the seafood that is landed is much smaller than the whales these captains once sought.
The cash crop here is North Atlantic sea scallops. They are exported all over the world. So we still draw our living from the sea, and we see many people from around the world here at the Whaling Museum.
The past and present of this place is still a draw for thousands each year. We continue our story next time as we travel the countryside. In New Bedford, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.